They are two of the highest priority issues for Washington House Democrats, a $12 an hour minimum wage and paid sick leave. Monday, Senate Republicans held a public hearing on both. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
It's not likely the Republican-led Washington Senate will embrace either of these measures, but they got a courtesy hearing. The minimum wage proposal would boost Washington's base wage to $12 an hour by 2019. Molly Moon Neitzel owns Molly Moon's Ice Cream in Seattle. She supports the minimum wage hike and says it would put more money into the pockets of consumers.
The more money they have, the more ice cream they buy, and I ask you to consider that.
But other business owners voiced opposition. Jareen Brinkman owns Subway sandwich shops in Pullman and Colfax.
My consumers can go right across the border to Idaho. The prices are lower. They're college kids. They like spending their money where it's cheaper, and it's cheaper across the border.
Idaho's minimum wage is currently $7.25 an hour. Washington's is $9.47 and Oregon's $9.25. Minimum wage measures have been introduced in all three state legislatures this year. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.